It's time to take a trip to Pop's house for a chat.
I can't be bothered. There's too much blinking trouble. If I can't be good, I'll be careful.
Advice on life, thoughts on the world today, and how to lose gracefully in bingo. It's Pop's chat.
Pop, how's your day going today, mate? It's a Monday.
Well, what I've done, I didn't do very much before lunch. Then I went and had lunch.
How did bingo go? Has bingo gone all right?
I haven't been to bingo today.
Why not?
Well, because you're calling.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't miss the phone call. I can always get bingo on Thursday or Saturday.
Now, we could have called around bingo.
Pardon?
We could have called around bingo. You could have done both.
No. I don't worry.
Is it because you lose at bingo?
All you win is a little bar of chocolate if you win the game. So I don't care one way or the other.
We've got a few questions, of course.
Yes.
A lot of people want some advice and they want answers on different things. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, first up's quite an easy one. What's your favourite food, Pop?
Favourite food? Let me think. Well, I like most stuff, but I eat roasts, fish and chips, quiche.
Go, give us one. Give us your favourite food.
Well, I haven't got a favourite food. Not in as much favourite. I like what I eat.
What? You sound just like me. What about your chocolate biscuits? You love chocolate biscuits.
Well, I haven't got any. I've got to get some this week. I've eaten them all.
I think we put down chocolate biscuits as your favourite food then.
Well, chocolate biscuits, yes.
Okay. Now, if you could change anything in the world, what would you change?
What would I change? I would change... Well, some people I've met in my life I can't get on with. And I wished I could change their attitude towards life a bit more.
So basically what we're saying is if you could change anything in the world, you'd make everyone... So you give everyone a better attitude at life, to life.
Yeah, well, I would like them to be happy.
Okay.
Not miserable as some of them are.
Well, this is true. Well, speaking of... bad situations. I've got one from here, from Amy from Dunbogan. What would you do with the North Korea situation?
What would I do with the what?
With the North Korea situation.
I don't really know. I mean, I would use a bit of common sense that I've acquired and go accordingly.
Would you go and try and have a chat with Kim Jong-un?
I don't think so. If something happens I just don't bother with or don't worry about it.
Should we just leave him alone and leave him to his own devices?
Yeah, all right then.
All right, we'll go with that. Well, we've had a lot of listeners ask you questions and we're going to invite them again. You know, go to our Facebook page and you can ask Pop anything you like. Isn't that right? Can't they?
Yes, they ask me anything they like if I can answer it.
Pop, you enjoy the rest of your day, mate.
I just want to say one thing. To all your people out in Port Macquarie or wherever they are in that area.
The mid-north coast.
I hope you have a beautiful day and God bless all of you. And I hope everything comes up right.
Well, look, you have a great day as well, my friend.
I will too. And you, includes you as well.
Thanks, Pop. I appreciate it. And I'll have a chat to you in the week.
Okay, then. Have a good day. Take care.
He's great, isn't he? Then we're going to get into the news now because we're running over time. I'll have my Pop. If you want to ask Pop a question for Pop Chat, please get in touch via the Facebook page. And every Monday afternoon, we have a chat with him. And I can't believe he missed out on bingo today. He must be cross. He must be one of his nemesises. Nemesis? Is that the plural? Nemesis. One of his nemesis must have got one over on him. We've got the 5 at 5 after the news to look forward to as well for Southwest Rocks. That's coming up.